I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
What up, y'all? This is RT3 telling y'all to check out the dopest site that is Nappy Afro for everything from reviews, music, podcasts, and more. Check out the dopest site that is nappyafro.com.
Nappy Afro, what's up with it, man? Comedian Roy Wood Jr., prank call, Sullivan Son, TDS, all that. Listen, send me a check. You know, don't play this mess till I get a check from y'all. I need a check from y'all. Let's just go ahead and say, I figure $340 ought to cover everything I just said. I know y'all had Killer Mike call in and everything, 8 times in the house. So this is Alabama representing one time, man. Big up, Nappy Afro.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. And I am your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Tom Shady, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, a.k.a. the Black Jesse Ventura, and the last a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper. I'm now joined in by my lovely co-hosts, the always be shopping, the thrifty, the economical, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and none other than my favorite a.k.a. of them all, the one that you should have now on a t-shirt near you. Your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building. Don't forget, like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast wherever you see it on any podcast reader out there. Don't forget to call the voice line at 347-201-2572. And leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. And one of the ways you can support the Fro, another way you can support the Fro, is the Patreon. You can join the Patreon for as little as a dollar. Get shouted out on the show. And then you got the easiest way to support the show, and that's by reblogging, retweeting, sharing, putting somebody on the show. We're still doing the fucking subscribe challenge, so don't forget, keep subscribing them phones, going people phones, subscribe to the Frocast on whatever podcast reader they got. They got an iPhone, just go to the podcast app, subscribe to it, leave it alone. All right, anything else? That's all the parenting out of the way. Any sponsors this week?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. The last time I spoke to you lovely people, I was about to embark upon my birthday celebration. And my significant other / husband of 15 years didn't show up to my birthday party. So, you know,
I did not come to your party because I was...
I feel about it. I'm talking about my week. Oh, okay. But, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about that because, in turn, the very next day, less than 24 hours later, I had house guests who were watching a football game, which it seemed as if everybody was well at that point. So I really don't know. Maybe you didn't want to be around my friends. I really just don't know how to take that.
Oh, well, as far as my week, I got sick on Friday because...
I got sick on Saturday.
And I was sick Friday. I was ill. So it hurt me that I couldn't make the party, but I didn't want to go sick, you know, knowing I just want to be around, you know, I was sick. Like, I don't want to be around nobody sick. And so then, you know, Saturday comes around, you know, I was feeling a little bit better. I was still a little under the weather, But, you know, I the Gators were playing, so, you know, it was a lot going on Saturday. So I toughed it out. Sunday, toughed it out even more, you know. And I think I'm good now, you know what I'm saying? But I sounded like shit because I was supposed to do 12 Cow Show Sunday. I had to cancel on him because, you know, I sounded like shit. Like, my voice was all fucked up, so I couldn't do nothing. So, you know, I'm getting over an illness, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
It is.
You know, but I don't want you to feel bad about anything.
I don't feel bad. I'm angry.
Don't be angry towards me. I was sick. What am I supposed to do?
Okay. Let's go on and get into this outline.
I mean, okay, people. Let's get into this outline. Before we get into this outline, I'm going to give y'all some back behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, God.
Queen Germ is mad at King Germ because Saturday, third quarter of the football game of the Miami Hurricanes versus the Gators from Florida, this is a heated game. We're losing. My team is down. I need a rally. My son, I don't know. He must have called her. She calls me. I can barely hear what she's saying because her phone was breaking up. But what it sounded like,
maybe her voice was breaking up because she was that ill. But go ahead.
But sound like she was asking me to go pick my son up, which wouldn't be a problem. I said, I'll go get him after the game is over with. And then she was just like, said something like, I was like, I'm not going now, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I didn't know what was going on. So she gets angry. She goes and get the boy, comes back. And I'm like, I mean, it was during a game. Like, that was, I don't know what was going on. So what was going on? I feel like he was just around his friend's house. So I'm like, why he need a ride? He can walk on.
It shouldn't
on.
Even matter, because if I ask you to do something, you should know that I need you to do it, and that's what needs
to happen. But I told you I was going to do it.
It's fine.
When the game was over with.
I went and got him. Had just recently applied Vicks Ave, Vicks Vapor Rub to my chest. I'm open up, but I can't leave my child out there in the thunder.
That's why I think I got sick that day. I think I got sick that day I put that stuff on, that Tiger Balm on my back, and I was hot and sweating. I think I got sick that day because I think that's what got me sick. I was probably, like you said, wide open to the elements.
Yeah, well, I said, you didn't learn from your mistake. You put me out there in the elements. So the thing was, the individuals who picked up my child thought that whatever their day's events were going to be, they could get dropped off, meaning the adult and the children. Mm. So they get dropped off to a location. They come to find out that the other individual who's driving the car is having a lot of things they got to do. So they still say, well, we can have enough fun in this time period. By the time they finish, they can scoop us up. But weather is weather. So you out here parlaying at a pool, but you can't swim no more when it's thunder and lightning. Mm. So you have to catch an Uber, Lyft, somebody to drop you off. When you get dropped off, still we wouldn't have had a problem. I would not have cared if he stayed over there till you got ready to pick him up. But what happens? They realize they don't have no keys to get into the house. So they're sitting outside for at least an hour or so in the elements. Mm. So I pick up my kid because that's my kid. And this person later tells me that a neighbor was so kind after them sitting outside for an hour, put on a movie and told them to come sit in their house until said other adult arrived back at home. So my thing is, my child would have been sitting outside just being a bum.
He loved it. He was loving that life.
He might, but the point is, my child can come home and be sick, and then he gonna be sick then, and then I got to deal with it. Yeah. So I would rather secure my kid, make sure he's in here, and whatever else happens, I wish them the best. But like I told him, now you know when I say don't make no plans. Sometimes it's just best to not have nothing to do. Stay home, chill at the house. This would not have happened. But I wasn't going to leave him out there just because it was a football game.
Oh, well, I talked to him about it, and he said,
it don't matter. He going to always agree with you. That's the thing you don't get.
No, he understand the magnitude of the football game. Now, if we would have been up like 20 or 30, I would have went and got him. But the fact that how tight the game was, I couldn't leave. I couldn't do it. So the fallout from the Popeyes chicken sandwich ordeal. So last show, I had not chased the chicken sandwich. Had you? No, not last show either. But since this show, we have both had the Popeyes chicken sandwich. And first off, your thoughts on it?
I enjoyed it. The original and the spicy. I thought it was great. I was sitting in line again and again and again. I'm very disappointed to find out that the people are saying that they are sold out.
I saw signs today that was limited. They was only selling it during 6 hours out of the day, from 11 to 2 and from 5 to 8.
I know the one that I went to today, they didn't have none yesterday. They didn't have none today. And on the internet, a lot of people were saying that they sold out. So I don't know if that's a lie or not. But
still haven't seen one commercial for this chicken sandwich.
Yeah, so all the money that they're saving.
I mean, they have not. I've not seen the old lady up there. Come try my new chicken sandwich, where I buttermilked it and bread it just like my mama used to do. Come on down here and get you a piece of my sandwich. Got some pickles on it and some nice spicy mayonnaise. You'll love it. Love that chicken for pop. No, we haven't seen that commercial yet.
No, maybe not. So I mean, you don't watch much TV on the live TV, so maybe it might be one out there that you don't
know. But the streams I watch have commercials on it, though, so I do get to see the commercials. But, yeah, so I personally, I mean, it was a good sandwich. I mean, the way people make it seem like it's that crack, I didn't get that off my... But, again, I was kind of under the weather, so my taste buds was kind of out of whack. So maybe if I try it with my taste buds at 100%, I can give you a different opinion. But Saturday, my taste buds was kind of fucked up. But it was a nice crispiness, the nice little, I liked the crispiness of it. It was real good. I mean, is it better than Chick-fil-A? I mean.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to say it's better than Chick-fil-A, but.
It's way better than Chick-fil-A. So anybody who's saying that is not, they lying.
Okay, but this is the only problem with it. This is the only problem with it. It's Popeye's, so. You are gonna, consistency is at Chick-fil-A. Like, whether you at Chick-fil-A in whatever town, it tastes the same.
I'm willing to take that risk.
I just don't think Popeye's are gonna always be good, because you're gonna get that motherfucker that day that don't like working. You're not gonna get Miss Shirley. Like, everybody was memeing out this old lady. She looked like a worker that was on her break, and she, you know, somebody caught a picture of her and turned it into a meme. You seen it, right?
Yeah.
Miss Shirley.
Sitting down there, yes. Like that. Next to Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and so people was like, yo, how y'all gonna do this lady like that? You know, y'all wrong for that. I mean, people were actually fighting over this chicken sandwich. We saw the video of the dude. He jumped through the drive-thru window and got his ass knocked the fuck out. They had to carry his ass out like a two-piece and a biscuit, nigga. Uh-uh. They passed his ass back through the window like some food. He jumped in that window trying to fight. Them niggas beat the brakes off his ass, and they got down. Nigga was sleep, put his ass out.
That's stupid, though. I mean, because what you thought you was doing? You finna jump in there and steal a people chicken?
I mean, I guess he was mad because they ain't had no more. So he argued.
What you was going to get?
I mean, you know how people feel like I sat this line for 3 hours and now I get up here and it's my turn and you ain't got it. That's the chance you take. You stand in any line for anything.
I was willing to find out. And I actually was in the line. And then that's when the sign came down.
Mm.
Said, sorry, we'll be back. No more chicken sandwiches. So,
damn, that's fucked up. So you was actually in the line again.
Uh-huh.
So this would have been your third trip.
I've probably been in that line 5 or 6 times. How many? I only got 2 servings.
Wow, damn. So Queen Germ's committed. Like, I couldn't do it. When I drove by that motherfucker, it looked like Sunday service was going on over there. I said, God damn.
And what? That resembles Sunday service. I'm sure you going the other way anyway.
So. No, it was just packed. And I was just like, Jesus. Like, the line was hanging out the street, and I was just like, wow, it's only like 11:15 in the morning. Like, I'm thinking, like, I at least could got one in. Oh, no. They said people was lined up at the drive-thru around 9:30, 9:45 before the place opened.
But now that is a level of dedication. And that's what should tell you. It ain't just the, people are saying you ought to try it. It's the thing is good. Like, people can say whatever they want to say. People are hating. Y'all people who sit
people
here
in Haiti.
About,
what people in Haiti got to do with anything?
I ain't say Haiti. Oh. I said hating, nigga. And don't let them people put no damn voodoo on me.
Oh,
all
stop.
I can say is.
Oh, now Haitian people do voodoo. Oh, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. And you know they do. Like,
stop
what
it.
What are you talking about?
You just generalize the whole nation of people.
Okay. And I stand by that. But nonetheless, all I'm saying is it is a delicious sandwich. I could eat at least 2 of them in one sitting.
Mm.
And it was worth it. Like, it was worth sitting in line. It was worth the $4. It was worth every moment of it. So everything that I thought it was, it was.
How you feel about the people saying, I hope y'all stand in line to vote like y'all stand in line for this chicken sandwich?
My thing is this. Life is precious.
Uh-huh.
And it's mine.
Yeah.
And whatever you choose to do with yours is yours.
Well, how you feel
Don't come for me about nothing that have to do with me going to get no damn chicken. Mm. This is my moment to enjoy a piece of food.
Yes.
Okay? Don't tie it in to anything responsible. Mm. Don't tie it into anything health-wise. Don't tie it into anything else. Let me be.
Y'all people getting fooled again. Y'all fell for the... It's something else going on. Y'all talk about a chicken sandwich. I'm like, dang,
it don't matter, because y'all allow a whole lot of stuff to go on. Let me be at peace. Mm. Why? If this chicken sandwich is not causing me to go out here like your people and run up on the folk and fight... Hey, if this chicken sandwich is bringing me joy
and keeping me off your ass, you better let me eat this one.
Let me eat this chicken sandwich, please. Cause I could be like a whole lot of people who coming to work drunk, coming to work cutting up. Mm. All I want to do is get close to 5 o'clock so I can leave and get in this line to get me a chicken sandwich. So can you please let me enjoy my chicken sandwich?
Mm. So yeah, man. So. Like I said, Brave, like, hey, people, I mean, you got to try it. It's at that point now where you just got to try it. Only if you can. You know what I'm saying? They're like Jordans around here. I see people selling them online now.
I wouldn't buy nobody chicken sandwich off no internet.
I mean, they're going
I promise you, the kids that are the kids of the Popeyes workers, they've been eating this shit for a minute.
Oh, yeah. They probably like, yo, y'all take a bag of these.
Exactly.
Home.
And that's why the shit is running out. Mm-hmm. I don't believe for 1 second you telling me nationwide people are posting saying that they don't have this thing all over the nation.
Because they sold out. They didn't know Popeyes didn't know this chicken was gonna fly off the shelf like this. They didn't.
They said that this was supposed to last them till October.
Yeah, they didn't know.
And now here we are. We ain't make it out of 2 weeks. Yeah. After the thing hit the shelf, hit the people.
Now where they gonna get extra chickens from?
Hey, all I know is
it's about to be some dead chickens right here. We have chickens around here like sitting there shaking their boots because they're like, yo, what the fuck going on?
Exactly.
My mama was just here the other day, nigga. Where's mama at? Mama is
daddy,
gone.
Cousin, brother, everybody is on the boat because we got to get this. Yes, here. We got to get it. I mean, like, for me, though, it's definitely my all-time favorite chicken sandwich.
The vegans trying to make you feel bad about eating this chicken. Man, listen, bro. Y'all, everybody was trying to be vegan 3 months ago. Yeah, that's cool. But then the chicken sandwich come out, and all y'all, we ain't even thinking about y'all vegans no more. So, man, vegans fall back, vegans.
They can really fall back, because I don't get down.
Just let us have our moment, man. We go back to drinking our smoothies and shit later, but just let us have our moment, vegans, man. Nobody trying to say, you know what I'm saying, you know, yeah, it's cool. You know,
it's
almost Thanksgiving. You can tell me your Thanksgiving vegan dinner and everything. You know, I'd be interested in picks, man.
Yeah, not me.
But, oh, yeah. And we're going to segue. This is kind of segue because people was like, this is the one I saw and this is the segue into the next conversation. People be like, oh, I hope y'all support black businesses the way y'all supporting Popeyes. And that got me to thinking. Why do people bring that shit up every time when somebody talking about buying some shit? I wish you support black businesses. Like, now, listen. I don't have no problem supporting black businesses. None at all. My barber's black. You know what I'm saying? So okay. I support a black business all the time.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, why do people bring that up all the time?
I'm going to tell you this. Just like I said about letting me enjoy my damn sandwich. Mm-hmm. If a black business had fixed that same damn sandwich, they would have that same damn line outside of their business.
Exactly.
If your shit ain't flaming, I don't have to support you just because you black. Your shit got to be able to compete with the market.
Yeah.
I mean, the days of just doing it because we black.
Over with.
It is over with. Like, you got to do it because you better.
Yeah.
You got to do it because this is the best quality item on the market. Yeah. I'm not giving you my damn money. I work too hard for my money for me to just give it to you because you black. And 9 times out of 10, you don't have the connects that everybody else got. And therefore, your shit higher than everybody else on. So, if it's going to be higher, it better damn sure be the best.
Yeah, it better be good quality. I mean, if you got to justify me paying more than what I would pay on the market just because you're black and you're like, yo, well, this, you know, let me know something. Let me know. Like, I have no problem shopping black. I got a lot of friends that are black business owners and I try to support them as much as I can. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, some of y'all, not none of my friends, but just black businesses, y'all trying to get over. You selling me this little cream that you made. You know, you trying to charge me $20, $30 for this little ass jar. And I'm like, come on, my nigga. Like, damn. Like,
I mean,
I know you said you made out of, you know, I don't give a fuck if this is goddamn shea butter from fucking Zimbabwe. I don't give a shit.
Me either.
But, I mean, come on now. Don't bust my fucking head. Like,
I can tell anybody the shit that I've been using. Exactly. It's been working. So, if I got to go over here and get this damn Equate 98-cent lotion, it's gonna be all right. Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna worry myself about it, because what you can't do is get me like that.
Yeah, but, don't bust our heads. I mean, I don't mind supporting black. It's just when, you know, you try to take advantage of me because you're black with the, come on, man. Oh, you'll pay the white man 15. Why I can't get 25?
Because that's 25.
Yeah.
Like, and I will give him a 15.
Yeah, so, like, I mean.
You say, if you say that on the other people getting 15, you getting 17.
Or 20. I can justify maybe. 20.
I can't jump out there like that.
But $10, you marking me up like that? Cause, nah, bro, don't do that. But listen, I have no problem supporting black businesses.
I don't have a problem supporting black businesses either, but don't even equate that to somebody wanting to try something. If you had something I wanted to try, shit, I bet all the dope niggas that you deal with might be black. So you supporting black businesses.
There's another black business I support.
You can't tell me that ain't what's flourishing. Shit, people done have been in the dope game for centuries. I mean, people been slinging dope for a long time. So it's like,
you might be buying pussy from a black girl. You supporting a black man. You go to a black strip club. You supporting black
all day long.
See, look, we support black business in different ways. So don't act that. Let's not act like black business ain't getting supported.
Yeah.
Like, everybody go to the soul food spot. Everybody go to the little plate girl or the plate man.
Yeah, somebody
or,
selling some shit at their house.
You know what I'm saying?
Cook some food on Fridays or whatever.
So we support black businesses. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not legit business with LLCs, but black businesses get supported.
They thriving.
Yeah. We know.
And my thing is, if your shit is what the people want, you will get paid. Yeah. You will have business. But if you talking about some shit that nobody don't want, you can't be mad. You got to get in the market that there's a demand for. Like, that's just common sense.
Like, I'm waiting to see them dudes that be selling the lemonade on the street. They opening up a second location, right?
Uh-huh.
I want to see if that price is going to jump up in a minute. I'm like, hold up now. Y'all just, I want to taste this lemonade. I'm going to try to find them one day. They be on the corner of Tharp and Bainbridge. I drove by them one day. Yeah, I drove by them one day, but I was just like, oh, what the fuck? But so, yeah. But that's another black.
Like I say, I mean, and it's nothing
wrong
with
Granny's recipe of lemonade. Nigga, that's some Kool-Aid probably with a couple of lemon slices.
Cut up in there. But I ain't
some pineapple juice or something.
However you say it, it's all good.
Yeah, but support black businesses, support businesses, period, man. You know, like, I mean, I remember Killer Mike tried to do the all-black business one day. He was trying to have black everything, underwear, drawers, all that stuff. So he had to... He had to work hard that day, but, you know, I'm not on that 100% shit yet, you know what I'm saying?
I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
It's just that I need people to know that we got to have quality.
Yes.
That's the same thing, like I said, with HBCUs, all of that. When we got black people doing stuff, we got to do the best we can do for our people. When we half-assing and depending on the fact that, oh, we black, so we going to look out for each other, you know that shit ain't work. All these hundreds of years we done been here, that shit ain't been working, so it ain't finna start working today because you dealing with a mentality of people. You got to compete with the market. You can't just think that, oh, we just gonna buy in because you look like me or you can say a couple of words that I can relate to. That shit is
it worked for
out.
Obama. All he had to do was get up there and sing a couple of lyrics.
Cute,
and,
so.
See, that's the shit. Yeah. Obama did nothing for black people.
It don't even matter.
And y'all like,
oh, no. Got it here not. Cuts up. So
I mean, we know, but at least we know we ain't expecting that from him. We expected something from Obama. Like, damn. Well.
If you ain't satisfied, you ain't satisfied.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just like, y'all let him get up there and sing a little Al Green song. Oh, that's my president. That's my president. Nigga Dustin showed up. That's my president. That's my president. I was just, you know.
I mean, I don't know what you thought it was going to do. Ain't no president ever changed my life. So,
That ain't what y'all was out there crying and rallying for and, you know, working for him for, right?
I'm saying we wanted to make history. So that gave, I mean, my thing is what people don't understand is when you can see it, people can believe that things are achievable. So kids need to see that you ain't got to be a white man in America.
They said that's part of our reparations right there.
That ain't no reparations because that nigga ain't black.
They said a black president. They said that was part of our reparations.
A black-ish president?
They said a black president. That's how the country has moved past racism. I was like,
well, they haven't. Not when you still killing black people every day for stuff that they didn't do. They didn't do nothing wrong. And the same thing they could have done, the way they would respond, if they were white, they would have been taken home. They would have been handled differently. They wouldn't be dead. So I don't want to hear nothing about no, it ain't no race problem in America when people still doing stupid shit.
Well, damn. Moving on along, before we get too deep in politics, because we're not a political podcast. We're a music podcast.
Are we?
No, we're a comedy podcast. Comedy.
Okay.
Comedy.
Whatever you say, sir.
Well, since everybody's going meatless these days and people are trying different things, KFC said, hey, I want to compete with Popeyes. So KFC is starting to test Beyond Meat fried chicken. Are you willing to try that?
No.
Why not?
First of all, these niggas don't do chicken right. So how the fuck I'm going to let you do something beyond chicken? What the fuck is that?
It's Beyond Meat. They use Beyond Meat. That's okay. Not the real meat that, okay. You know.
So it's going to be on a bone how?
It's not going to be on a bone.
So what am I going to do with that?
It's going to be like
chunks of fake meat.
Yeah, fake meat to make like
deep
chicken.
Deep fried that you done formed in a chicken shape.
I guess.
Yeah, nah, I'm good. I'm good on that. I don't want that. I don't even want that nowhere near me.
Come on now. You got to at least try it.
Uh-uh.
You tried the Impossible Whopper? That's like Beyond Meat.
Because it looked like a waffle.
Let's see if I can find a like picture a waffle. Of this.
Beyond Meat sound like some damn meatloaf that y'all done, some cauliflower and soybean shit you done packed together and put in a mold and decided to make it look like it was a piece of chicken. I don't want that. That sounds ridiculous. I don't want no parts of that. So you can figure out what it looked like, but they can keep that shit. Like, I have had the little chicken little, whoever it is, little chick. You got the regular chicken that they got over there. They not doing nothing over there. I'm talking about we got a Popeye's sitting next to a KFC. And even when KFC ain't got the shit, I mean, the Popeye's ain't have the chicken sandwich, people still weren't going next door to see. If you had your mind on some chicken, a chicken sandwich, you was better off to say, well, hell, they ain't got the chicken sandwich. I'm going to just go ahead and get me a little box of chicken or whatever.
So I guess it looks like big-ass chicken nuggets.
Yeah, nobody want that.
That's what it looked like. I mean, it's not going to give you it looked like a chicken nugget.
Yeah, I don't think I want that at all. It's not appetizing.
Plant-based fried chicken.
It does not look appetizing at all. They can have that.
This is nuts, man. So it's saying trial run in Atlanta. Wow, they're shooting it off in Atlanta. Will mark the first use of Beyond Chicken's alternative at a major fast food chain. Wow. As nationwide lines, outages, and media frenzy surrounding Popeye's new fried chicken sandwich have proven people love fast food fried chicken. But hot on the heels of the chicken sandwich is Yum brand-owned competitor is testing a different hypothesis. Do people want fake fried chicken? KFC has partnered with Beyond Meat to find out. Wow.
So but Beyond Meat is what?
That's the company. So KFC announced earlier today that it will be testing fried chicken-like nuggets using a Beyond Meat product. The limited test will roll out tomorrow at an Atlanta KFC. The Beyond Fried Chicken will be available as both plant-based nuggets and boneless wings, with items ranging in price from $1.99 to $12.
Yeah, they need to stick with the $1.99 variety, because nobody wants that. I can tell you that now. Who was finna spend $12 on that shit? Like, you look at that. That look like disc of chicken.
But see, look, and it's funny, though. They say KFC will be the first chain to use a Beyond Chicken product, especially notable given that Beyond pulled its chicken-like strips from shelves earlier this year for not meeting the company's standards. See, that's why all the fucking chicken going. They pulled it from the chef and sold it to KFC.
Yeah, so now y'all done use this stuff that done it didn't fit the standard, and y'all want somebody to buy it in Atlanta.
Man.
Don't buy that shit, people.
The Beyond Fried Chicken Nuggets would be cooked in the same fryer since they're meant to target the flexitarian market instead of strict vegans. So they're called flexitarians. Those are the people that, you know. So basically what they're saying was people cooking the Impossible Burgers on the same grill that they cook the regular meat. So it's not vegan no more because you got meat drippings and shit on it. Yeah. So, wow.
Like I said, if you eat fast food, you ain't no vegan. Period. Only thing you can get out the fast food place is possibly a salad. I mean, I don't understand like why you even going to the fast food place if you're supposed to have such a special diet. Shit is getting cross-contaminated. You can't tell me nobody following no real rules. I don't work fast food. The people don't give a damn what's going on. You doing good that the person went to the bathroom and washed their hands. They took that damn trash out and washed their hands. And if you telling me that past that, you got an expectation for these people that they are doing anything other than those basic things. Washing hands between cleaning up and using a bathroom, you got to be crazy if you think that because I got this type of meat, shit, we done fried all kind of things in the same grease.
Yeah.
That's why you go to places and you get a damn chicken sandwich that tastes like fish. All that shit been fried in the same bucket. So
yeah, you're supposed to have two vats for the
you supposed to, but you don't. Chicken. You don't. So it happens all the time. So if you think buying a vegan damn burger coming from out of these places.
I used to hate that going to fish fries as a person that didn't eat fish. And then, you know, and I was like, oh, they got some fries in it, but they done fried them in the fish grease. So I'm just like.
Exactly. Like, and it tastes like fish.
Yeah. So, me personally, I mean, I'm not trying. If I'm eating chicken nuggets, I want some chicken nuggets. I'm not going to eat no Beyond Meat chicken nuggets. So
yeah, no.
I can't.
I mean, especially because my thing is it takes away all of the health conscious nature of it. If you saying I'm going to get something that's not meat, but I'm going to deep fry it. What I mean, like, that's not doing nobody no good. Everything
fried is better. But I guess, you know.
I mean, but I can get the damn meat. What the fuck am I eating fried soybean for? That don't make no sense to me.
Sounds delicious.
No. Flame broil.
Fried plant-based meat.
Plant-based meat had tasted okay the other day, but I definitely can't give y'all no time with that fried shit. Not with that. I'll let you tell me how that tastes.
I'm not trying it. I'm going to let Shorty tell us how it tastes. Pause.
Okay. Moving right along.
Yeah. Scammer of the week, man. Did you get to read the story?
Because
it wouldn't read for me for some
strange. It read for me. It was about some man who lied and said he was in the military and he was scamming some broad out of some money. She had borrowed money from her ex-husband, her friends, and family. And in the course of their little relationship, she had sent him over $200,000. I need to know what the hell type of friends she got. Because I ain't got no friends that to collectively shit. My friends and family are a large, especially my family is a large circle. And I sure as hell couldn't get $200,000 out of them niggas. So I'm trying to understand what type of friends she got. Because she got her a good circle. I need to get over there and try to mingle with these clowns.
So it was a man in California oversaw a romance scam that targeted women worldwide. Woo! In March 2016, a man claiming to be a U.S. Army captain stationed in Syria reached out to Japanese women on an international site for digital pen pals. Within weeks, their relationship grew into an internet romance, with the man sending daily emails in English that she translated via Google. The man, who called himself Terry Garcia, asked for money, lots of it, from the women identified as FK in federal court documents. Over 10 months, she sent him a total of $200,000 that she borrowed from friends, ex-husband, and other relatives to make her love interest happy. But in reality, Garcia did not exist. It was all an international online scam ran by two Nigerian men in Los Angeles. Told y'all, boy, the Nigerians, man, listen, man. Hey, look. If you Nigerian, you fuck with the show, man. I fuck with y'all. But
your people is crooks.
Yeah. Y'all, they giving all y'all a bad name. It's just something about y'all Nigerians. Y'all been, goddamn.
They've been shucking and jiving from the beginning of time.
And Thursday, U.S. prosecutors charged 80 people, mostly Nigerians, in the widespread conspiracy that defrauded at least 6 million from businesses and vulnerable elderly women. Of those, 17 people have been arrested in the U.S. so far, and federal investigators are trying to track down the rest of Nigeria and other nations. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. Wow. So, shout out to him. Listen, man. I almost fell for one of the Nigerian emails early in the internet era. Early in the internet era.
What,
you
send ladies money?
No. You know them little emails you get where they say you have a long-lost relative that got killed in an accident. He left $5 million, and all I need is your... So I'm really like, yo. I'm like, one night, I was like, yo, damn, man. Got this damn email from this dude saying, you know what I'm saying? We had a relative killed, and he leaving us some money. Then I thought about it. It was like, hold on.
What nigga I know?
I was just like, yeah, bro. Like, man, nah, man. So then, you know, I would never, like, if you start asking me for my information, I never give my information, but
it was just, why that shit to the damn Western Union or something?
Yeah, I'm like,
well, all I need is an ID to pick it up, but I can't give you my account.
Yeah, like, what you need my account for, man? So, nah, man, don't fall for the Nigerian scam, man.
They coming up with a new one every day, so.
Yeah, they getting good with them, but nah, man. Like, watch out for them. Watch out. So, shout out to him, man. Have you ever got scammed out of your money by a dude? Wow. You want to tell the story?
No, you said not about scamming out no money about no dude. I thought you said just scamming
by
out.
By a dude.
Oh, yeah, no, nah.
Oh, okay.
I got scammed out of some money because, you know, my credit ain't always
okay,
good.
Okay, well, tell me about a scam that you got scammed out of.
It was because I owe so many people. Uh-huh. You sound like it was a legitimate account I had that I had failed delinquent on. Mm-hmm. And so you said to settle this out of court and blah, blah, blah. You knew all about my, you know what I'm saying, where I was working and this and this. So I was just like, well, hell, if I know I owe that amount, that sounds reasonable. And if you selling for like almost 25% of that amount, mm-hmm. hell, I might as well pay for it and get rid of this account or whatever. Pay the people. And maybe within 2 weeks of me paying them, the real people call me. Mm. So I was just like.
Somebody that worked there did that.
Exactly. So because you had to know enough about the situation yeah. to where.
I'm like, hold on, I just paid y'all 2 weeks
I did.
Ago.
And they was just like, we have no documentation.
I'm like, well,
that.
Shit. Somebody
but ain't nobody gonna get no more money because I was just like,
shit. Somebody representing your company, and this is the way I sent it right here, blase squaze. So
it
y'all.
Hurt my heart. They got $360 in. I was just like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, well, somebody representing your company knew all my information, knew everything that you said.
See, yeah.
It said the same as that thing what you said. I was like, this is somebody in your organization.
So I was just like, you know,
wow.
I'm good. But yeah, I got scammed out of some money, but it ain't never been by no nigga now. Mm. If I give you something, I give you something. But I know how far to take that too. So.
Yeah, see, I ain't never got scammed for nothing like that. Let me think. I know I done got scammed before. Everybody got scammed. But like, you know, I didn't. You know, I know one day I fell for the little bullshit. Them little people that be downtown Atlanta be like, hey, come over here, give you the little ticket, tell you won a prize, you come over there, and you have to play some fucking game. So one day I went to Atlanta. I ain't had that much money on me. I was just going for the day ride with my partner. So I probably had like $40 on me. You know what I'm saying? I was just going to go to Atlanta, give me some American Deli, and call it a day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I really wanted on this trip. So I get down there. He was going to get some shoes or some shit. The motherfucker call us over, and we start playing this fucking game. Lost my $40. I had to ride back home hungry than a motherfucker. I was so motherfucking
sick. That's a life lesson right there.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And you know what I'm saying? But scamming, nah, I don't ever fall for that shit. Because once you start asking me for money, I'm like, I'm a little skeptical. Yeah. Now, I think I scammed out some weed. Like, nigga might shorten me. Oh, I got you. And I'm like, nah, yeah, that's different. But I ain't never got scammed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know.
That's not good for business.
Yeah, man. But shout out to my nigga who fell for the turn 400 to turn 100 to 1,000. You know who you are.
Don't do that.
You know who you are. I'm not going to call you out. Shout out to you, man. TV talk. Powers Bite. First thing I want to know, how did you like the song? The song changed.
I liked it.
Did you notice it?
50 Cent had something going on.
I mean, he rapped on the last one, but it was 50 Cent and Joe on the last one. This time it's Trey Songz and 50.
Oh, but 50 Cent was kind of cute in the little panning that they did. I know he ain't on it no more, but he was kind of cute. Just saying.
Yeah. So, about the song is what I asked you about.
Well, no. I just thought it was fine.
Oh,
I mean,
so it wasn't like, it didn't throw
it
you
didn't
for
do,
a loop?
It didn't throw me for a loop.
A lot of people were shocked because they were just like, whoa, 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 they changed the song.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I thought it was fine, whatever they did.
Okay.
So I was fine with that. You know, Ghost is still fine. Even though I feel some type of way about him every now and then, but you can't be upset with that man. He's just gorgeous.
Ghost is a piece of shit.
He's gorgeous.
Ghost deserves to die.
No, he doesn't.
He deserves to die.
He is the man that everybody wants.
He's the man. Yeah, they want to kill his ass because he's so fucked up. Ghost is a... Like, look, Tariq is not the most fucked up person on the show no more. It's Ghost. And he like Tariq said, man, Tariq even feel bad. Like, Ghost don't feel bad about doing none of the shit he did.
He had to.
We like, have
certain,
to.
There's certain things that you have to be able to deal with in order to be on top. And that's just real life. So you can't always be compassionate. You can't always be the giver. The person that I am, I have a bad conscience. Like, my conscience is not bad, but my conscience is so, it always is in my face to where even when I do wrong, I want to right my wrongs. Mm. So when somebody like me, my progress is always going to be staggered because I can't just cut somebody's head off and be okay with that. Mm. He got that type of attitude. He got that, you know what I'm saying? He got that mentality. Like, shoot, fuck all this.
Yeah.
I mean, he was fucked up for just simply saying to his wife, who done been a rider for you, that you mad because the woman that you love dead. Nigga, we can't have that conversation. I'm the person who got you with all these children you got. I done been by your side and helped you beat this and beat that. I sucked up my pride and dealt with the broad that you was with. Mm. So for you to tell me some shit like that, that don't sit well with my spirit at all. Hey. But when I look into the lies,
Ghost is a piece of shit.
Then I got to be like,
he got Denny. Then the whole, he tried to kill Tommy and shit, man. Like, come on, bro. Try to kill Tommy? Come on, man. Stop it, bro. You done made Tommy kill his girlfriend. You made Tommy kill his daddy. And then you try to kill the man just to save your ass? Come on now. Like, hey, this Ghost a piece of shit, bro. Fuck Ghost. I'm on team. Hashtag fuck Ghost.
I'm on that same team if I could get in the same room with him.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know. Anyways.
Good thing he likes white women.
I'm telling you, if he got to meet me, it'll change. No, I'm trying to hate.
He loves his white woman. He went to University of Georgia.
Like I said, I did too. We got something in common.
Yeah.
We got connections back to the city.
That's where it stops.
But I'm saying we got connections back to my city and everything. So
interesting.
If we get in the same room, it's going down.
Okay. I'm going to see this. Please.
People,
please.
If you know how to connect the two of us, hey.
Go ahead, please.
Let him call a number. Call that number. Tell him what the number is.
You tell him what the fucking number is.
The number for the show, nigga.
You tell him what it is.
Well, you know, I never know.
Okay, oh well.
Well, listen to the end of it. Write the number down. Tell him to call it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
That'll be the day.
Set that up.
See if you got the juice.
Oh, I got it now.
Yeah.
It might take a couple of days for the people to get it, the information to them, but it's coming.
Okay.
It's coming.
All right. Anyway, but as far as the rest of the show go, man, Tommy did some wild shit. He was smoking a blunt, and they was about to dump out Kane and Ashes. He took some of Kane and Ashes and put it on the blunt. Funny story. Me and my friend used to joke about that. We said when one of us died, like, we wanted the other one to smoke their ashes.
And who? What friend is this?
Big B.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we used to joke around, like, what else gonna die? We used to always be funny, like, nigga, I'm be at your funeral. Nigga, you ain't gonna be at my funeral, I'm be at your funeral. Like, nah, nigga, I'm be at your... Like, that's what we used to say, so... And that shit was so funny, because when I seen him do it, I bust out laughing, because I was just like, yo, we used to say we was gonna do... Because all because of a Tupac song. He said, that's what Tupac said in one song, I forgot what the line was. But yeah, that shit was wild. Then Tariq, he actually feel bad about turning on Kanan because he seen he more like his daddy. Yeah. He a piece of shit like his pops, but he's at least trying to right his wrongs. And they talk about killing Ghost. Basically, like, you know, Tommy, like, listen, how would you feel if Ghost wasn't around no more? He was like, I mean,
I don't know.
He was like, yeah, I don't know. Like,
I mean, that ain't something that you should ever say about your parents.
And he don't even respect his daddy. He called that nigga Ghost. He was like, yeah, Ghost.
and that shit is not cool.
That shit funny as fuck, man. Fuck Ghost, man. I love it, man. Hey, Tariq back on a good team.
Yes.
Man. Oh, wow. Anyway.
Woo!
So, Keisha, she had too many... She was overacting again. You know what I'm
Keisha
saying?
Keisha's ass is too big.
Oh, see, and that, I was just about to bring that up. Everybody was bringing that up online. Talking some... no, the camera made it look like that. No, girl, you ain't got some shots. You ain't got some work done. Nah. Listen, the hips and thighs don't match.
I don't know what's going on right there. I'm talking about, I was just looking like, wait a minute. What's happening here?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, it just was oddly proportioned. Like, you could not help but notice it.
Yep. Hey, first thing, see? Like, hey, so yeah. Nah, lady, stop. Stop with the builder body shit, man. Stop with, please. Tasha, she didn't really have too much, just her. They got Tariq to go back to school, and you know what I'm saying? She went trying to find Terry Silver. Terry Silver nowhere to be found. Is he dead?
I think so.
I don't think he dead. Didn't Ghost tell him just to leave town or some shit like that?
Yeah, but I think he got killed.
Oh, I don't think he got killed. I think he's still around. Man, but yeah. So that's about it with Power, man. That's about, you know, it comes on Sundays. And good job with the spoilers this week. I didn't see too much. I didn't see none at all because I watched the show as soon as I got up Sunday morning. So, you know, I could enjoy the rest of my day online without being in fear of watching the show because people like to just, I understand people. It's lame-os that, and I'm glad they, you know, delete their tweets after people call them out for being lame. Like, nigga, what you want to be the first nigga say you watched it or some shit? Like, shit only been out for fucking 1 hour. Why are you talking about it? So,
but that's the reason why people, I mean, the same type of people who want to say, take away the joy of having anything fun in life, talking about something, we got to make it, you know, make everything so serious. Like, enjoy something, keep some shit to yourself.
Exactly.
Like, if you watched it, watch it and enjoy it. I mean, maybe to your closest friends, you might be like, hey, did you see it yet? Then y'all have a conversation. But for the world, it ain't that serious.
It's not that serious. So, yeah, man. So, check out Power. Sunday Stars. You know, if you know how to get your way around the internet, you know what I'm saying? You can find it on any streaming.
Get your way around it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, all you need is Wi-Fi. All you need is internet. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
You don't need no cable TV, no stinking cable TV. All you need is internet. Yes.
Okay.
Remind the internet I gotta pay that bill this week. I don't want to.
Please
get,
do.
Yeah.
I can't allow you to let that happen.
Exactly, man. You know what I'm saying? I gotta pay that bill this week. It's just
niggas be playing, but
super playing.
Yeah, and still I don't know.
Yeah. So.
Whew.
Got a question from the nation.
What do people want to know?
It says, so I'm a first time freshman on campus.
How many times are you supposed to be a freshman?
I don't write this shit.
I'm okay.
These kids these days are brilliant.
First, okay.
I'm gonna pause this story and tell y'all my little sidebar story. So today, I was in a building at work, and this kid was walking around looking for a certain class number. He was like, "Hey, do you know what class 324 was?" I said, "Did you check the third floor?" He was like, "Oh, I didn't know." I was just like, because he was like, "Is this the AC building?" I was like, "Yes." Kids, listen. If it's a number, I mean, technically that number corresponds. Yeah, most of the time that corresponds with floor it is.
Unless you at where I work, because it's kind of backwards.
Oh.
So it's like you would think that you're going up if you're going to L2, but the L means lower, so therefore you're going to the lower level 2. So lower level 1 is above lower level 2. So a lot of people just be confused because it's like, all you hear is, I need to be in 205 over here, but it's lower level 205. So it's not 2, it's L2.
L, they don't look at the L and think it mean nothing?
No.
Oh, okay. See, the kids are brilliant. But speaking of these brilliant kids, it says, so I'm a first-time freshman on campus, and I have a boyfriend. We've been together for a minute, but it's long distance, and I want to try something new. Because it's getting boring. Should I just stay or leave him? God damn. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. From the looks of it, leave that nigga.
Really?
Yeah, because it's long distance. Y'all already fucking around on each other anyway. It's a good chance that man got some pussy at home. It ain't too many squares that don't be getting none when they got a girlfriend that's off on campus and they doing the long distance relationship. Because both of y'all just leaving high school. Y'all really kids. Y'all don't know shit. So you're gonna end up cheating on each other. Like, it's a 99% fail rate for relationships from high school to college. 99%. It's that 1% that really work out, but 99% of them fail. So leave him, save him the damn heartbreak and effort. And all that, you know, you go out there, enjoy yourself. You're in college, you know what I'm saying? Be, you know, go through your hoe phase, as the girls calls it now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Own your body.
I mean, that's why I say don't even say call it a hoe phase. Call it something else, because ain't nobody should feel like you no hoe. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, enjoy yourself, do your thing, just be responsible.
That's what I said, yeah, be free yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, reclaim your body.
Really,
yes.
It's been yours to begin.
Yes, like, you know, do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But leave that guy out of it. You know, let him be at home. You know, whatever he's doing, just don't ask him for no money or nothing like that, because you're out there doing your own thing. Now, once you leave him. Don't call him and, you know, oh, you think I could get $40? Because I saw the funniest meme today. They was like, women. They was like, selling pussy should be your last option, not just because you want to get high. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, my.
They said, once
I
you
don't know people like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you should just fuck somebody for some weed. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, that's what I've done been saying for the longest. They driving down the price of pussy.
I told you. The price of pussy is low. From what I'm hearing. Like,
I was just, I'm glad you tried to clean it up.
I don't know.
Clearly, you spoke with much confidence when you said that shit.
I mean, I have friends that's single, you know what I'm saying, that's out there on the scene. So, you know, I hear things. I talk to people in the public, you know what I'm saying?
You
yes.
Talk to people?
Yes. So people tell me,
some of your parents?
Oh, no. No, I don't. parents think I'm a straight up guy. Oh, okay. But yeah, so what do you think in this situation? What do you think she should do?
She should definitely leave, because when you're young like that, ain't no need for you to dedicate yourself to somebody in a long distance relationship. I don't trust people when I see them. Mm. I sure won't trust you if I ain't with you every day. Mm. So we too young to be trying to act like we committed.
Uh-uh. Yeah, that's ridiculous. That. Like, go live your life, man. Like, be a child, man. You know what I mean? Be a young adult experience.
Yeah, the fun part of life. Live life. That is.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because you just gonna, if it's
meant for y'all to be together, y'all be drawn back together at some point.
Yeah. But you sitting there, like, not getting a full college experience is ridiculous.
Because now I can't go out to the club because my boyfriend on the phone.
He back home. This nigga out there getting his dick sucked while he talking to you. And you sitting there thinking.
And you took it too far.
Yeah, no, it's just telling the truth. And you know what I'm saying? You sitting there, you know, withholding yourself from going out there and you know what I'm saying, twerking on some guy at the pajama jam or whatever. Just having a great time. I mean, whatever.
You got this thing down pat, okay?
Yeah. I've seen a lot of Spike Lee movies.
Okay.
Yeah, but
that's not reality.
That's the advice from us for a question for the nation. And if you ever want to submit a question from the nation, man, just hit up the site, hit up the contact box, or hit the voicemail and ask the question. You can call the number is what?
You got that.
Oh, 347-201-2572. You can call that and leave a voicemail. And Ghost, if you're out there, please validate Queen's Germ. Please, please do that.
You gotta validate.
Call in. Just, you know.
I know my shit, the bomb.
Okay, whatever.
I'm just saying, like, you trying to say validate me.
We're gonna take a break.
Yeah.
You got song of the week?
I'm gonna take a damn break.
You got song of the week this week?
Yes, Her Heart by Anthony Hamilton. Because I done been listening to that all week. Because somebody done broke me down. I thought I had a husband. And then my husband just don't want to be bothered, so. I just got to listen to some kind of inspirational music to help me to know that it's the reason why I'm here and it's not just the kids.
Oh, man. I get sick at the wrong time, huh?
Yeah.
So you would rather me came to the party sick, looking crazy over there?
Yeah, that's what we do. I mean, you always get sick at the wrong time. Last year, you got sick when it was time for us to go to the fair.
I get sick every year at the fair.
And that's the reason why you need to prepare yourself.
Take
your vitamins now.
It's like by the end of the football season, I always get sick at the end.
Like I said, you know everything. So what I need you to know is I need you to be an active participant. And right now, you are...
I got sick. What do you, I mean?
Oh, and 29 or something.
Wow. Because
it's like, you don't come through for me. Like, I could be sick. I will suck it up. I will get some medication in my system. I will make it happen. Not you. Oh, I don't feel good. So I just have to deal with the fact that I don't feel good. And you just have to be able,
I didn't feel good. I was at work that day, like, oh my gosh.
You can't get sick. Like,
I can't get sick.
I tell people at the job all the time, I cannot afford to get sick. My life is not conducive to illnesses. So when I'm around here sick, what happens? That means that I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm SOL. So I can't afford that in my life. And so people have to understand that. I don't need people breathing on me. I don't need people coughing by me. I don't need none of that stuff, because at the end of the day, I am trying my very best not to get sick because I have a high performance life. So, doing all the things that I do, I cannot be sick. Because even when I'm sick, I still got to keep moving. So, I don't have time for that shit. But you, on the other hand, you don't look at your lifestyle as one that you need to make sure that you are taking care of yourself so that you can be everything to everybody. You let me down, and you fine with that.
What you mean? I don't get sick, but like twice a year.
Okay. It don't matter when it is, but it's not a good time.
God,
you broke your foot. And just messed up my whole 2019.
I mean,
but yet and still, I'm the bad guy. When you think about letting me down, you think about the months that I sat here and I cleaned your foot and I nursed you back to health. You think about that. So a little cold can keep you from coming to my birthday party that I will not have again. I will only be this age one time and you missed it. You missed it. You missed it.
I was sick.
Okay. Let's go with that. But I'm telling you, I will not forgive this. I will not.
Oh, my goodness.
Will not.
So.
Will not.
Your gift wasn't even nice enough for you to.
Your gift was awesome. Okay. But that don't get you off the hook, because it is not about stuff. It is about how you make me feel. And you made me feel like trash. Because everybody asked, where's Jeremy? Where's Jeremy? I thought I was going to get to see Jeremy. I thought I was going to talk to Jeremy.
I mean, I was sick. I mean, I wouldn't want to be sick talking to all those people. Like, oh, okay.
It's whatever.
So you'd rather me be there sick
as
hell?
I would rather you be there, period.
But sit there looking crazy, sick, okay. Like, come on now.
You wouldn't have been looking crazy because your shoulders hell didn't look crazy when you was in here watching the football game with your friends. I saw niggas I ain't never seen before.
Hey, me too.
Oh, okay.
I was like, dang. You know what I'm saying? But, I took some medicine. I'm still feeling under the weather Saturday. But I was just like, I was feeling better than I was.
Your gators were on. You had the strength of Tim Tebow in you. Spirit of somebody else running through your veins that made you feel like you were supposed to be up in here fraternizing with folk and having a good time.
I was on medicine. Okay. I was all, man, I wasn't feeling great that day. I'm just, man, because when I went out to that football game early that morning, I was just like, oh, shoot. Like, I ain't 100% because I was sweating too much. And I was just like, ooh, I got to get out of here. And that's why I came home. I was like, man, I almost passed out there.
Yeah.
So I wasn't feeling good. I had probably had
a... sounds real good to me. I know is you went to a game. You had people over to watch a game. But all that happened and you couldn't come to sit down at a table next to your lovely bride. And have a moment with her.
I didn't want to get every... I was sick as hell.
I was too. I blew out the candles.
Oh, Lord. You didn't... Everybody's sick.
Ain't nobody said nothing yet. I seen everybody within the last couple of days, so...
Oh, okay.
They ain't got to know. I ain't dripped no snot on the cake,
well,
so...
Well, you just told everybody the forecast. Well, we got millions.
And millions.
Listeners, so...
Well, all I can do is say, they say sharing is caring, so... Hey. Y'all want to eat that cake, all y'all got what I got.
Hey, shout out to them. So that was your song of the week. I think what was your song?
Her Heart, none other than by my other famous boyfriend, Anthony Hamilton.
Let me tell you, one time Queen Jerm was acting like an old thot. We went to
was jealous.
We
That's
went to
all
the
we
Anthony Hamilton
that.
Concert, and she bought the ticket for the meet and greet or whatever. And so she goes over there to take a picture with the man, throws a leg up on him. Like, I'm just like, why you gotta be all like that? You know what I'm saying?
I will never probably see Anthony Hamilton again, and I promise you. He probably don't even remember me. But that moment in my life was priceless. I will never forget that day.
Oh, my God.
Never. Never forget that day. And he ain't even somebody that I would date like that. It was just the fact that I love his music. His music has touched my soul. And I was able to touch his body. And
wow.
I was appreciative of it.
Jesus.
I really was. Mm. And I had on a nice little dress looking like a little can of biscuits. That didn't sound very good. But I was thick now. I was poking in that thing.
Oh boy. But my song of the week is Missy Minuteman. Shout out to Missy. She just got the little Lifetime Achievement Award from the MTV people at the last MTV Awards. So shout out to Missy and tribute. I want to hear Minuteman. Missy.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I like that song. Man.
Is that a theme song or what is that?
It's just Ludacris on it and everything, man. It's a nice, good song, man. So let's go ahead and take a music break. We'll be back in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Boy, it's been a long time. It's time to set your clock back about as long as you can. I stop daylighting. Ludicrous, the maintenance man. Get your oil changed. I check fluids and transmission. You 1 minute fools, you wonder why y'all missing. On the back of milk cartons and it's no rewards. No regards. Close, but it's no cigars. A hard head make a soft ass, but a hard dick make the sex last. I jump in pools and make a big splash. Water overflowing, so get your head right. It's all in your mind, punk, so keep your head tight. Enough with tips and advice and things. I'm big dog, having women see and stripes and things. They go to sleep, start snoring, counting sheep and shit. They so wet that their bodies start to leak and shit. Just cause I'm a all-nighter, shoot all fire. Ludicrous balance and rotate all tires.
I never had the kind of love that was forever.
For the music break, hope y'all enjoyed that. Just gotta keep it 100 this week.
Now, my keep it 100 stems from the fact that I did go to Publix, y'all, please.
100.
Where shopping is a pleasure.
And of course, I see a kid. I have to estimate his age, of course, because I don't know these people. But the boy had to be like 10. Mm-hmm. He and his mother are walking in the rain. They have purchased their items. They're going to the car to load their vehicle. The mama and the son, I guess they exchange a joke. He looks at her. She looks at him. They kiss on the lips. Your kid is too old to be kissing in the mouth once your child is born.
Oh, you about to open that can, Queen Germ.
I need the people to know. The shit is not appropriate. Mm. You and your child, I don't care, same sex, opposite sex, parents are not to be kissing their kids in the mouth. Mm. If your child is over the age of one, yes, 12 months old, that's no longer appropriate. Like, you can't be kissing no big kid.
You never kiss your kids in the mouth. How about that?
I mean, you could do that too, but I'm just saying, like, it's a little more understandable when you talk about an arm baby and you may just kiss the child or something like that. But to be kissing a baby in their mouth, kissing a kid in their mouth, like, this here look like a romance. Like, y'all skipping in the garden with flowers coming up, but this is your kid.
That might be her boyfriend.
It's not. It can't be, because the kid is a kid.
Might be her.
A kid.
That might be her.
The lady look older than me.
Might be her Emmett.
Uh-uh. I promise you it's not. That boy looked like he was 10. And he was so happy he done kissed that woman. He pulling them groceries out that buggy. He done slung that stuff in the back of her car. He hopped on in there.
That might have been his teacher. Who knows? You don't know who that woman was to him.
Like I said.
She probably like, look, we about to go to my house and I'm about to suck that dick. And he done, hee, that was the joke he said.
And that's all I can tell you is, parents, don't kiss your kids in the mouth, because the shit is nasty.
Yeah, man, you don't know what got going on over there.
Period.
So, yeah, man. So, my keep it 100, man. College football is back.
Therefore, I'm a single parent.
100.
We are in the midst of football season. And, ladies, I just need y'all to understand that if you have a man that loves football, he's going to be wrapped up from now every Saturday until February. It's going to be football on every weekend until February. Let that sink in, ladies. So, yeah. Make time with your man when you can. And the moments that you have, cherish those.
Well, I'm not going to worry about it. Because, I ain't going to worry about it.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, try to, ladies, just start watching football. That's all you got to do.
I watch football, but I'm not going to be dealing with you and your friends and y'all doing whatever. And I got to be in the midst of all of that in order to be with you. No, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to go right in my room.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, it's only one, like, you know, it ain't that bad.
It is.
I mean, but you play fantasy, so you got to watch it at least on Sunday, Red Zone on Sundays.
Yeah, I watch enough of everything. I'm just saying, you trifling because you didn't honor your commitment.
I didn't honor my commitment. No. Stop it. What I ain't honor?
You broke my vows. Like
I broke your vows.
You don't care about me.
How I break your vows?
Number one, I was sick. And you supposed to have pledged your love and devotion to me.
I did.
Through sickness and in health. And I was sick and I needed you and you didn't come through for me. I was well that day that I went to the party and I was starting to come down.
But I was sick.
Okay, but you didn't care nothing about nobody.
But I was sick that day.
You had my child about to miss my party. So I had to call somebody to come and pick him up.
So you didn't care about me on the day when I was sick.
I did care about you.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
You didn't ask me.
Now you want to make this about you. No.
I'm not making it about me. I'm just saying. You brought up the fact that you were sick and I ain't come through for you. And I brought up the fact that I was sick and you ain't come through for me.
Okay. So, I did come through for you.
When?
Because I let you stay home.
You let me stay home.
Yeah.
You let me stay home. So if you let me stay home, you can't be upset with me.
I can be because
That's not how it works.
Okay. It's fine.
No, it's not. I'm over it
at this point.
You over it. So you're not angry anymore. You just said you'll never forget it.
I'm over it. It's above me.
It's above you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm leaving it to the Lord. I'm going to take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. Because you know you was wrong.
I was wrong for
That's
what?
That's why we still going through this little round robin. Because you already know you don't.
I was wrong because I was sick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That the way you handled being sick, yes, that was wrong. You couldn't control being sick, but you sure could control how you did it.
What you mean, control how I did it?
How you handled being sick. You were sick, yes, that was out of your control. But your reaction, your response to this girl's birthday, I mean, nobody don't give but one. Yes, I celebrate from the 1st to the 31st, but nobody don't give but one birthday. So my birthday dinner, when my husband's supposed to be there to stand by my side. But meanwhile, a nigga said they was going to be watching my social media accounts to see who popped up and told me happy birthday. But you couldn't even be there when I needed you.
I was sick. Okay. I wanted to be there, but I was sick.
Moving right along. What's the next thing we got to go?
So, yeah, my keep 100 is a lot of college football. A lot of football, period. It's back. Winners and losers. You got any winners and losers?
Yes. Okay. So my winner.
Winner.
Only because I think, well, I don't think that it's a winner, but I think about birthdays. I think you should be winning, but it's a 2-year-old that's in Camp Springs, Maryland, who apparently 7 people got shot at his birthday party.
God damn.
So I don't know what type of party. I don't know how you can up this for the next party. Because clearly it seems like you shouldn't be having parties if at 2 people come together for a 2-year-old party and 7 people end up getting shot. So, I don't know what the kid's name is, but I say, if that's how live your birthday party is at 2, I pray God you make it to at least 22. So, keep it popping, young man.
Yeah,
Maryland got it going on, so he my winner.
Hey, man, they say police are looking for a suspect after 7 people were shot at a 2-year-old birthday party in Camp Springs. 3 victims suffered serious injuries, 4 have less serious injuries, and all are expected to survive. PG County Police Hank Strawinski said at a news conference, the victim ranged in age of 18 to 20. God damn.
They got it going on.
They said 12 people were gathered for a toddler's party when one person came up and a fight broke out, ending with gunshots. And he add that bitch out. He said, I give a fuck about none of this shit. He came through and add that motherfucker out. So, God damn.
I don't
damn.
Understand how these people living like that.
I can't even top that winner, man. My winner, man, it was Doja Cat.
Winner.
She became the 8th lady rapper to chart on Billboard this year. Breaking the record. Hey, listen, man. It's ladies' night all over again, man. Ladies are winning. Lady hip-hop is winning. So, shout out to Doja Cat and the other 7 ladies that charted this year on Billboard. Got any losers?
Yes. My loser has to be none other than...
Loser.
The anchor woman, this lady named Alex Houston. This hag had the nerve to compare her co-worker to a gorilla. Now, you come back and you say, you apologize, because that's what y'all do.
No, that's not all they do. White women, when they apologize, they start crying. And I almost
turn it into the fact that they're
like, I'm so sorry. And it's just so crazy, man, how white women do that shit. That's like, that shit is brilliant, actually, man. It's like, they fuck up, then the tears come, and then they end up getting sympathy, and it's crazy. But good. But yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, she said, oh, he kind of looks like you.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So when you say
and
that.
And then his black ass was sitting up there like, oh, I didn't see anything wrong. Well, shut your dumb ass.
You somebody. Stupid. Like, you are an asshole, and you the kind of niggas that make me mad, because y'all will sit there and let somebody disrespect you for the sake of, you know that crackers ain't got no damn business calling nobody black, no monkey, gorilla, none of that shit. That don't apply. Like, I can never look like that shit to you. Mm. We ain't even supposed to say that shit to each other. But you really mean to tell me that I'm going to be on a TV show? We on the fucking news. And you ain't got no better sense than to say that, oh, yeah, it kind of looks like you. You can't play with me like that. Mm-hmm. You will mess around and get slapped out your damn chair saying some foolishness like that. That's just not appropriate. So you got to be the loser. She need to lose her damn job. But, of course, this is America. So she probably get a raise. So that's how that's going to pan out. So, she is my loser.
Damn. My loser is...
Loser.
All these miserable-ass people that's hating on people for posting their kids back-to-school pics. I saw a despicable post on Facebook the other day, and it hurt my heart because the person... I'm just going to read it first. So, this has the post reads. It says... I will be logging back on Tuesday the 27th, so I won't have to look at some of these ugly-ass kids on the first day of school. The clothes won't make them cute. And I was just like...
This person is bitter.
Yeah, like, how you that fucking miserable? Like, these... Like, first of all, you ain't no beauty queen. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't understand how you even talking. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, you can't, you know... Then... It's just miserable people. Oh, I'm getting tired of seeing these back to school pics. Fuck all that shit, nigga. Like, why are y'all so angry that people are posting it? Like, you can't even be happy online no more. It's some miserable people in this world that don't like to see other niggas shine.
But that's stupid because, for one, I mean, like, what the kids got to do with it is my thing, shit.
Yeah, like, how you gonna call somebody kids ugly? Like, somebody need to approach you in the streets for that. Like, I mean, I don't understand. Like, yo, like, I just, because you could be talking about my kid. And then people in the post kikiing alone. And I'm looking at some of y'all.
I mean,
like,
my thing is,
you
can't possibly think that's a problem. I mean, like, that's appropriate. Because, how you come out the gate where you don't want to see nobody else's kids? But you mad because you ain't got no kids? But you had a whole ass of abortions. Now you want to have kids. You can't have no kids? What are you mad for? Like, you mad because people are... excited about, this is the time of year that kids go back to school. People do that all the time. Like, nobody don't want to see you every weekend putting up your club pictures. They not gonna come on social media for the weekend just to avoid seeing you and your homegirls doing the same thing y'all do every weekend.
Exactly.
So, what's the problem?
Exactly.
So, it's just like, I mean, some people you can't please everybody, so it don't even matter.
So yes, those are my losers, you miserable fucks out there that's hating on little kids, people posting pictures of their kids. So what? I just spent $300 on this outfit, these clothes, for this back to school. This nigga gonna look fresh and I'm gonna take a picture of it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So what? Let people live, man. God damn. Well, another show's in the book, people. Rate your show 1 to 10. Rate your show 1 to 10.
I guess I'll say
8.8.
8.8?
8.21. Okay. I got you. Me personally, I give us about an 8. We go 8, man.
What?
Yeah, it's a little.
What type of order that was? 7, 9, 8? How we going up, down?
7, 9, 8.
We say 8 in the middle of the
two numbers. We just say 8.
I like my 8.29. I mean 2.1.
Okay.
I almost forget my birthday, but whatever.
A little animosity tonight. So
ain't no animosity. Shit.
I believe the people felt the tension in the room.
Yeah, because it was to be felt by you.
Wow, I'm sick, man.
Yeah, sick man.
Okay. But look, man. Another episode in the books, man. What episode is this?
368
episodes of the Frocast. My gosh. Wow. Got any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the lunch crew. the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Yes. See, Pope.
Uh-uh. That's enough.
Shrimp and grits.
See? Take your shit. See, this the shit that's finna make me mad now. Say your shout out and leave my city alone, because that's where we at now.
Okay, man, chill. All right, man. You know my shout outs, man. Shout out to B-Eazy, Saul Wright, GQ Blue. Hey, man, shout out to nigga Saul Wright. Saul Wright out there in L.A. living it up, man. Flying first class, eating at Brazilian steakhouses, buying shoes from boutiques.
Oh, yeah.
Flexing the Audemars. Saul Wright is doing it, man. Hey, look, Saul Wright has sold so much rice, man. Hey, I remember when he was just selling white rice. Then the nigga started selling that fried rice. I'm telling you, he was importing fried rice across state lines, selling it. Shout out to Saul Wright, man. Ricenberg in the motherfucking building, nigga. God damn, man. Woo! Shit. Shout out to Short T with Short your vegan tea. Ass. Shout out to Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch. Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network. That'd be Dr. Cam's Barbecue. That'd be that disrespectful motherfucker MJ. That'd be K-Law the truck driver. And of course, Dr. Brace will go over there, check him out, Dr. Brace Network. A shout out to Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More. What's his name?
I don't know.
RT3, Light Skin Kanye, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Dragon Lady, Amazing App. Who else we got? Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, The Good Brother 12 Cal. Hey, King German's going to be on a 12 Cal episode. I finally made it. Mama made it. So shout out to the nigga 12 Cal and The Good Brother 12 Cal and the 12
and you
Cal podcast.
All the
no, I mean, we redoing it on Sunday.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll be ready Sunday. So, yeah. So be looking out for that.
Rather flaky.
Whatever. I was sick, man.
Okay.
Hey. Jeez.
You finished with your shout outs?
No.
Focus, nigga.
Shout out to anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, man. Anybody else to fuck with the kid, a long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Well, another episode of the books, 368. We about to let y'all go home.
They probably already home. They can listen to this anyway.
Oh, you think so?
I know so.
Okay. We're gonna let them, you know, we'll free them from listening to us. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, this is your boy King Jerm.
And this is your girl Queen Jerm.
And this is the Frontcast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com